split end.
Oh, no. Okay. Lion. Yeah, no, lion. It's lion. Yeah, split ends here with I Got You. You also heard Metal as Anything with Whole Wide World. Yes. What a rocking band. They're great. Brilliant. Absolutely. Hello. Yeah, hang on. No, no. We just got to let these people finish their conversation.
Shut up.
Thank you. Works well every time.
I don't know, Tony. I mean, geez, it's pretty hard to try and do a radio show with people talking behind you. Yeah, this is, believe it or not, this is actually a radio show. Oh, by the way, nice jumper. I love it. Yeah, good stuff. Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, lovely jumper.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Any phone calls?
Gone? Yeah. Apart from that one for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Split Ends, I Got You. Metal Is Anything, So What World. Pink Floyd with Time Out of 1973.
That's a good one.
Red Hot Chili Peppers with My Wings. Magic Carpet Ride by Steppenwolf and Queen with Flash. Okay, Flash. So we've got a couple more flashes in the pans. What the
yeah, what do we got?
Okay.
The Beggar. No, you've done that
the
one.
Beggar. Train hit snowman.
Yes.
A British train was badly damaged when it hit a snowman that vandals had left on the track.
Was it Frosty's Revenge?
Frosty's Revenge. Dun, 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 dun. Anyway, what happened was is that the train was hurtling along 120 kilometres an hour, and then it hit a snowman, which is about 2.4 metres high. So it was a ruddy big snowman.
Yeah, it's very big.
Must have been a snowman armed with a semi-automatic or something like
Could
that.
Be.
He's holding up the train or something like that, yeah. But apparently people witnessed people, vandals sort of like wheeling the snowman down the mountain and sort of like...
No, I'm pretty sure they just built it on the track.
Just built it on
2.4,
the track.
2.4, it's a bit hard
it's
to move.
It's a bit high, yeah. What are we going to do tonight, Let's go snowman. Yeah, it right here.
It was in the dark. They didn't know it was on the train tracks.
Yeah, on the train tracks, yeah. And the last story for the season. And in a totally unrelated story, in Berlin, a man claimed his wife...
This is what happens when the wall comes down.
This is what happened when the wall comes down. Yeah, this is what happened. This can happen. It could happen to you. You never know. You might want some details on how to get out of it. But anyway, a man in Berlin claimed his wife violently raped him twice on two occasions.
Oh, lucky man.
Actually filed a legal complaint backed up with a doctor's certificate to say he'd been raped.
It's normally the other way around. And as soon as a man yells rape, they say, yeah, right.
Yeah, come on, buddy. Yeah.
As if you're going to complain about that.
Oh, geez, mate. Yeah, what are you complaining about?
Well, they give women rights. I think we should have them.
Yeah, well, I'll continue the story. What happened was, is that, he's 50.
He's 50.
He told the police that the first rape took place when his wife burst into the locked room where he was hiding.
That's a bad marriage. You should get
hiding.
Out of it now.
He was hiding in a locked room. A locked room, and she burst into it and found him, and sort of like after 3 hours, he finally
got out,
cracked, and gave in. And then the second occasion occurred the second week later. Apparently, they were going through a divorce. But... Just to show how well weak willed this bloke was, he withdrew his complaint when it was summoned to court. So, so he went through all the rigmarole of
all the red tape and everything.
I just thought I've got.
What's the next song, Jeff?
What's the next song, Tony?
This is Sublime with Date Rape.
It was actually released in 92.
Accidental.
Yeah, but this is their 1995 version.
About an hour ago, sitting in the corner by herself, in a bar in downtown hell. She heard a noise and she looked through the door, and saw a man she never seen before. Light skin, light blue eyes, a double chin and a plastic smile. Well, her heart raced as he walked in the door, and took an empty seat next to her at the bar. A brand new car is parked right outside, how'd you like to go for a ride? And she said, wait a minute, I have to think. He said, that's fine, may I please buy you a drink? One drink turned into three or four, and then nothing got into his car, and they drove away someplace afar. Now, babe, the time has come, how'd you like to have a little fun? And she said, if we could only please be on our way, I would not run. That's when things got out of control. She didn't want to, he had his way. She said, let's go, he said, no way. Come on, babe, it's your lucky day. Shut your mouth, we're gonna do it my way. Come on, baby, don't be afraid. If it wasn't for date rape, I'd never get laid. We'll be right back. finished up, he started the car. He turned around and drove back to the bar. He said, "Now baby, don't be sad. In my opinion, you weren't half bad." She picked up a rock, threw it in the car, hit him in the head, and it got fixed up. Come on, party people, listen to me. Bang, bang, Stiley! The next day, she went to her drawer, looked up her local attorney at law, went to the phone and filed a police report. And then she took the guy's ass to court. Well, the day he stood in front of the judge, he screamed, "She lies, that little slut!" The judge knew he was full of shit, and he gave him 25 years. And now his heart is filled with tears. One night in jail, it was getting late. He was butt raped by a large inmate, and he screamed. But the guards paid no attention to his cries. That's when things got out of control. The moral of the date rape story, it does not pay. You're drunk and horny, but that's the way it had to be. They locked him up and threw away the key. Well, I can't take pity on men of his kind, even though he now takes it in the behind. That's the way it had to be. They locked him up and threw away the key. Well, I can't take pity on men of his kind, even though he now takes it in the behind. Take it away!